Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. So if you want to, if you dare to, you can tell us how you deal with negative feedback at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Or we can dish a listing for you, or we can take a call on any challenge you might be having.
That's true.
You want to give us a tip, too. And speaking of tips, Griff, I'd like to read my tip that was in my newsletter this morning.
Go ahead. Read away.
What America needs is a big dose of commerce. Right after 9/11, commerce slowed way down. We were stunned and aghast. It took a while to get business as usual up and running again. Now there's the 2016 election. It may be tempting to stay glued to your TV or computer or smartphone so as not to miss a minute of post-election news. You may be feeling elated or depressed. You may feel way secure or afraid. Any of these things, believe it or not, both pro and con, can rob you of something over which you have control, Griff.
What is that?
Your business.
My business?
Stick to your usual schedule of listing and shipping. Make your plans, set your goals for 2017, and add a goodly percentage to your bottom line for next year. If you feel anxiety because of what you hear or see on the news, take a break, have a cup of tea or your favorite mellow beverage, and relax. But let's help ourselves and our families and help America stay on its economic feet.
Merca.
By being the focused entrepreneurs we know we can be. And that was my tip for today.
That's a good tip.
Because a lot of people are feeling, even if your guy won, you're feeling elated and calling your friends and you're looking at the TV and you've got your cell phone next to you. Do your business first. Let's keep commerce flowing in the United States. Let's keep your business up and running.
Well, I think people are. Oh, dear, I had such a close call last night.
What happened?
Well, I was getting cocky because I've had several sessions with the dialysis machine that were, pretty uneventful. I thought, well, I got it down. And last night, I forgot to clamp something, which was fixable. But
how is Howie?
Well, he's alive.
Oh, good.
Right. So let me clear that
okay.
up.
Okay.
But you have to have a bag of saline up at all times, and I forgot to close some clamps, so there was half the bag ended up going into him, which is fine. But it then, I had to remember to clamp it, and I had to change the numbers.
Do you have a checklist?
Yeah, I have a checklist. At the end of the night, when you're finished, you're supposed to do this process called rinse back, which rinses back all of his vital fluid, and it needs saline to do that, and it had run out. So I wasn't paying attention, and there was an alarm, and I'll just bypass the alarm. And just before I was going to bypass the alarm, I noticed a huge honking embolism of air going towards Howie, which would have been game over.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I didn't restart it. And I think if I had restarted, it probably would have alarmed again. But, oh, man, I felt.
So what did you do?
Well, I didn't have to call the funeral home. That was a good thing.
Thank God.
So I just have to remember not to get so cocky.
Yeah, you need to,
I have a checklist. I just,
you need to use it.
Yeah.
See, people do. After a while, when they have a checklist, they say, I got this stuff down.
Well, Griff, how does that eBay related? Well, you always have to have a checklist for a lot of stuff. So make sure you have your checklist when you're listing items or removing and then putting back the blood from your loved one. That's my message for today.
Speaking of our loved one, now we go to Dallas, Texas for Betsy's latest brief. What do you have for us this week, Betsy?
Today, we're going to have some fun with verbiage. Specifically, we're going to play hide and seek. What we're going to look for is hidden coding that makes your listing less than optimal on eBay and everywhere else. Tag, you're it. And it just so happens it's hidden tags that we need to seek out. Start by opening up your listing so you can revise it. Go to the description box, then click on the tab that says HTML. That will show you the hidden code that's formatting your listing. Yes, your listing looks the way it does because it's made of HTML. HTML is not a bad thing in and of itself. It's excess and or excessive HTML that you want to avoid. First, strip out the extra HTML tags that accumulate at the beginning of your description when you revise your listing or it's relisted. Don't worry, the rich text editor will still know how to format your listing, your description. But those redundant HTML characters count against the first 250 characters of your description, which is what Google indexes for search engine optimization and Google Shopping. So you want to delete those. HTML tags are the verbiage inside the pointy brackets. Make sure you delete the pointy brackets too, or else they'll be visible in your listing. Click to submit the edited listing, then double check it to make sure you didn't leave any characters behind when you deleted that HTML. If you did, you should be able to see them. Next, check your listing for hidden active content, which will no longer be supported on eBay quite soon. I was very surprised to discover hidden JavaScript lurking in my listings. It was in the code I got from PayPal for the icons of credit cards that link back to PayPal. Use eBay's preview feature right above the item specifics in your closed listing to see how your listing will look next year when eBay no longer supports live content. Then open up your listing again, go to the description, click on the HTML tag so you can look for any soon-to-be unsupported code, such as tags that include the words JavaScript or script. Remember, tags are the verbiage inside the pointy brackets plus the brackets themselves. Delete those sections of the page's HTML. Resubmit the edited listing. You should be able to batch edit similar listings to remove errant code using the Find and Replace tool at eBay's bulk editing tool. Just copy and paste the bad code into Find and leave the replace text field blank. And there you have it, a nice clean listing inside and out. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Betsy. We appreciate that today. Back to Griffin Lee. Hi, Griff.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the right side of the eBay Radio Player page, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we try to respond to every email we receive during the show, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Every now and then I have to send one over to Griff for him to deal with later on. But normally we get to it during the show.
Hey, and I have a special request to make.
Yes.
So, it used to be in the old days that most of the email I got were complaints or issues about policy. And that's pretty much disappeared as an issue in my inbox, at least. But what I do get are reports of this isn't working, or my photos, I got one this morning, are blurry, or this or that. And there's no information. There's no information that I can go and check. If you're going to send me an email about a technical issue, or you want help with something, or your photos are blurry, you got to include information. I can't help you otherwise.
What information do you want?
I need your user ID. I need item numbers. If it's a technical issue, I need screenshots if possible. I need to know the steps you were taking. And you'll say, well, why do you need all that? Because if I issue a report without that, it gets thrown in the trash because there's no way anyone can research it. So rather than make me hunt you down and ask for the information, my autoresponse now says, if you just sent me an issue, a technical issue, and you didn't supply this information, you're probably not going to get an answer. Because
Well, that makes sense.
So, and you know, my email is out there, and I'm always willing to help. I'm just asking for a special favor, special consideration, I guess. And that is, provide enough information for me to be able to forward the report. Otherwise, it gets put in my to-do list, and my to-do list is long, and you are not going to get a response fast enough. You're not. So if you tell me, I've had people say, I need help with my listings. My name is Mary. Great. What's your user ID? You got to give me this information. And people think that I'm in customer support so I can just look it up. I'm not. Actually, although I was in customer support in the first few years of eBay, and for a while I maintained my access to that database, I purposely gave it up about 10 years ago. So I have no insight into the customer support database. I can't look up your user ID with my email address. I have to actually put in a request to do that. So happy to help, happy to provide what information I can, and if necessary, forward your email on. But if you don't provide the information when you email me, do not expect a quick response, or in some cases, any response. You got to give me this information.
And okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
I feel like I'm turning this into a rant.
No, that's okay.
If you get my auto response, read it. I think people are just going, oh, I don't need this. I keep it up to date. I tailor it. It's about the most answer, ask questions. You will find information in there that will be helpful.
We received email from Ron, Oilerman21.
I'm Ron.
He said, Lee, you and Griff have completed my description conversion.
Oh, really?
From mini novels to, as Joe Friday says, just the facts.
Just the facts.
Even though my description had in descriptions had improved, they were, as you guys occasionally point out, still too much. This Christmas season is what did it for me. So many listings and so little time to list facilitated my conversion.
Yeah.
So it's now title, item specifics, photographs, description of 3 to 5 very short facts, and price. This train is moving down the tracks, and you know it's hard to stop a train.
No,
see
no.
ya, Ron, a.k.a. Oilerman21.
Excellent.
Good going, Ron.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Give our creation sales! Instead of give my creature life.
You're too funny, Griff.
Me?
You are too funny.
Yeah.
And you know, and we got another email, but God bless her, Ruth, you just didn't put anything in the email.
Oh, she sent you, well.
Yeah.
Maybe no news is good news then. Maybe that's her way of saying everything is fine. Don't have to worry.
Oh, she sent me. Okay, here it is now. She sent another one. Ruth from Cincinnati, Ohio. She says, what days are E. Betsy on the radio? Just wondering, kindly, two truths in Cincinnati. She's on whenever she feels like it.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Crazy Lister. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630, and we'll take your call when we come back with eBay Radio.
eBay store always has such a great selection of hot selling merchandise. How do you know what to buy?
It's not what I know, it's who I know. I buy liquidation goods through the B-Stock Sourcing Network.
What's that?
B-Stock works directly with leading retailers to liquidate their excess and returned inventory at prices way below retail. It used to be that only a select few companies could buy that merchandise, but B-Stock leveled the playing field. It's now available to big and small buyers alike, with no middleman and no markup.
How does it work?
First, I find great deals at BeStockSourcing.com. I can shop by the pallet or by the truckload across dozens of categories. Then I apply for permission to bid. Once I'm approved, I just bid on the goods I want.
BeStockSourcing.com, huh?
Yep. It's BeStockSourcing.com. It's a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 392.
During the holidays, sometimes the buyer wants the item they buy to be sent to someone as a gift. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Dot Customer Service. He says here's what you have to do.
They want to ship it to their friend as a gift. You know, they don't want to give it to them and then ship it out there. So you put a little note in there. You're willing to ship to, you know, your gift recipient, that type of thing. And just be the golden rule on if you're the customer, what would you want to see on the person's listing?
I don't ship to anybody else's address, no.
You want it, you'll ship it. They put it in the eBay notes. eBay will back you up and ship it out. I have no problem.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio Open. open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. The easy way to source. Be our first caller at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And it's
you won't win anything, but we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, well, we could have a trivia contest next hour.
It says you won't win anything, but we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, that's not good. Cross that out. You win things on here all the time.
All right.
That's bad. Bad.
Okay.
Cross it out.
All right, it's crossed out now.
We're going to be giving away some more eBay-branded shipping supplies next week, by the way.
Yes.
One of our guests is bringing it with him.
Oh.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
I'll be telling you about that maybe on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
So be good. So, Griff, holidays, putting a tree up. You've got Howie and all that equipment in there now. Is that going to mess with your Christmas?
Well, no, it's all in one room. It's my ex-music room, but the living room's still open.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put up a... We have a, our guest, our friend Rob is coming to spend the holidays, so I'll put up a little bit of stuff to make him feel more like he's back in London. You know, it's not Santa Claus, it's Father Christmas.
Well, Howie probably likes Christmas.
Oh, Howie likes everything.
Yeah.
He's so positive.
Howie would be Christmas, a Christmas person, I know.
Yeah, he misses his family, though, but he has family here now, so.
Well, his mom comes, right?
No. You mean for Christmas here?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No one's coming this year. He's been back on a few holidays. He's been back to Tennessee, but they say, oh, you have to come. It's really hard to travel, and I can't really travel right now, so we're staying home.
Well, you'll have a happy when you have each other.
Hey, yes.
Griff.
And the dogs.
Sharp-eyed sellers.
Our children, remember.
May have spotted, oh yeah, your children. Your fur babies.
Our fur.
Yeah,
fur
I noticed that now people are saying they're slurring over the fur.
Yeah.
So they say, I have to go home and feed my fur babies.
Fur babies.
So
right.
You hear babies. So fur they're babies, going home to feed right. Their babies.
Right. My pur babies.
Right. Betsy just rabies. Got another animal.
What'd she get?
In addition to her dog, she got a cat because you know her cat died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
so
that.
So she got a cat.
Yeah.
And all new. It's exciting to bring a new one in. Into the house, isn't it?
It is. I want to get a cat, but I like a special type of cat.
What kind of cat?
Well, they're called Maine Coon cats, and they have like 8 toes on each front paw, and they have like a little bit of a little fur lick at the tip of their ears, and they're super intelligent. They're also kind of blasé about humans. That's like, you feed me, now get away.
And what are they called again?
Maine Coon cats.
Maine Coon cats.
Oh yeah, look them up on the internets,
okay.
on the Googles, and you'll see them.
I will. And while you're wandering around the internet, sharp-eyed sellers may have spotted the new sourcing guidance link. Have you seen that, Griff?
No. What is that?
It's in the growth module of your Seller Hub.
Really?
Yes, and it's new functionality that allows you to search by keywords. Or browse by category to identify seasonal trends for that merchandise.
Oh.
You can get a pricing breakdown and identify top opportunities. But the coolest part is where you can select from a list of items in your chosen category or surfaced by your keyword search.
Yeah.
So on the right is a top hat icon with a rabbit popping out of it.
Yeah.
And the words, your selections magically appear here. So you click apply and sure enough, they magically appear, complete with a growth opportunity score, an average sales price, and you can filter all this info by new or used items.
That's pretty cool. So if you go to your Seller Hub, click on the growth link, and then on the left-hand side under sourcing, you'll get some sourcing guidelines. Isn't that cool? I didn't know about that.
That is way cool.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear something else that's way cool.
Way cool?
Yes. Click on the words, prep your home for joy.
Where's that?
At the top of most eBay pages.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
It's a direct link to eBay.com holidays. This dedicated landing page features top holiday gifts, including some fantastic Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals.
Well, isn't that cool?
And you can shop by recipient for him, for her, for kids, for tech lovers, for stocking stuffers, or by price from under $25 to $500 and up. Or you can shop by category.
Yep.
And remember, just like eBay's 2016 holiday advertising tagline says, the gift they're waiting for is waiting on eBay.
I love this page because it has this thing where it says, shop for her. And there's a picture of a woman with a blue shawl thing around her. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, shop for her? I mean, doesn't she have enough, that particular person? And then underneath there's one, shop for him, and it's a guy with a T-shirt. Well, I don't know him. Why would I shop for him? That's pretty funny. Oh, I'm such a contrarian. Just put me out to pasture. Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. There's so much going on.
I know.
I can't keep
we can't right. keep up. Remember, we used to know everything that was happening years ago when we first started this show.
Yeah, we used to know.
Anything new that was happening, man, we knew it in advance.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're listening to this show for breaking news on stuff like this, good luck. You know, under here it says shop holiday gifts, shop by recipient. Gifts for her, gifts for him, gifts for the kids, gift for the home, stocking stuffers. Why isn't there a line that says gifts for curmudgeons?
Yeah.
I would love, I'd fit right in that.
Yes, you would.
What? You gave me this? Good, like I need it. Thanks.
In our family, we're awful. We tell each other what we want, and that's what we get each other. It's either that or a $50 gift certificate to eBay.
I'll take that. That's what I'll take. Mm-hmm. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. Coming up next, growing into your eBay store. This is eBay Radio, and it's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.